When we are cultivating insight, Kamala Shila advises that we begin investigation with as much sharpness of inquiry as possible, and that we then try to hold the mind single-pointedly on the resultant insight for as long as possible. When the practitioner begins to lose the force of the insight, he advises recommencing the analytic process. This alternation may then lead to a higher level of mental capability, at which both analysis and absorption become relatively effortless. As in any other discipline, tools help the experimenter focus his or her exploration. Since subjective experience can easily become derailed by fantasy or delusion, meditative tools such as structured analysis have been developed to focus contemplative exploration. Often, topics for analysis are prescribed. A meditator may choose among many topics to focus on. One of them is the transient nature of our own existence. Impermanence is chosen as a worthy object of meditation in Buddhism because, although we may understand it intellectually, we mostly do not behave as though we have integrated this awareness. A combination of analysis and concentration on this topic brings the insight to life so that we appreciate the preciousness of every moment of our existence. To begin, we become mindful of the body and the breath in a state of calm, and we cultivate awareness of the very subtle changes that occur in the mind and in the body during a period of practice, even between the in-breath and the out-breath. In this way, an experiential awareness arises that nothing within one's existence stays static or unchanging. As one fine-tunes this practice, one's awareness of change becomes even more minute and dynamic. For example, one approach is to contemplate the complex web of circumstances that keep us alive, which leads to a deeper appreciation of the fragility of our continued existence. Another approach is a more graphic examination of bodily processes and functioning, particularly aging and decay. If a meditator had a deep knowledge of biology, then it is conceivable that there would be especially rich content to his or her experience of this practice. These thought experiments have been performed repeatedly over many centuries, and the results have been confirmed by thousands of great meditators. Buddhist practices are tested for efficacy and confirmed by reliable minds before they become tools for meditators to use. If our purpose is to incorporate first-person perspectives into the scientific method in order to develop a means for studying consciousness, fortunately, we don't need to keep up this practice perfectly for 4 hours at a stretch. What is needed is some degree of combination of the two techniques, single-pointedness and investigation. Discipline training is the key. A physicist needs to go through training, which includes skills such as mathematics, the ability to use various instruments, the critical faculty to know whether an experiment is correctly designed and whether the results support the hypothesis, as well as the expertise to interpret the results of past experiments. These skills can be acquired and developed only over a long period. Someone who wishes to learn the skills of the first-person method needs to devote a comparable amount of time and effort. It's important to stress here that, like the training of a physicist, the acquisition of mental skills is a matter of volition and focused effort. It is not a special mystical gift given to the few. There are many other forms of meditation in the Buddhist tradition, including a vast body of practices that involve the use and enhancement of visualization and imagination, and various techniques for manipulating the vital energies in the body to induce progressively deeper and subtler states of mind, which are characterized by increasing freedom from conceptual elaboration. These states and practices may be an interesting area of scientific research and experimentation, in that they may suggest unexpected capacities and potentials within the human mind. One area of possible research on meditation could be what the Tibetan tradition describes as the experience of the clear light state. This is a state of consciousness understood to be extremely subtle that manifests briefly in all human beings at the moment of death. Very brief similitudes of this state may occur naturally at other times, such as during sneezing, fainting, deep sleep, and sexual climax. The principal characteristic of the state is a total spontaneity, the absence of self-consciousness or self-grasping. In an experienced practitioner, this state can be deliberately induced through meditative techniques, and when it naturally occurs at death, such an individual can sustain the state while maintaining mindfulness for a long period.